Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Talk about tonight.
I couldn't see a thing out, so I don't know if there's much action going on in the skies tonight or not. It's all blacked out here, so that's how it usually is. Put out a video on the 1st, and it was funny because I just kept feeling led to put this video out about the Ashtar Command and the coming New Age alien agenda. And of course, I could probably talk about this stuff in my sleep. I've been warning about it for so long. And so the last month or so, I've just felt, need to get something out, need to get a video out, need to get a video out, blah, blah. So finally got it out. I was working at it on New Year's Eve. And then it was funny because in my New Year's message from the Father, he was telling me that I would prepare people for their arrival and then I would leave. And so how much preparing do I need to do here? 16 years I have been pounding the pavement about this New Age la-la-la platform. Everybody just thought I was nuts. I kept telling people, this is the one that's going to usher in the Antichrist. This is the last agenda on Earth, the last government on Earth. This is the one that's going to replace the New World Order. And so you just trickle through the years, and finally people can start seeing it a little bit. I don't think they will until Nisera is announced. Because right now what you hear is the rumblings of one regime dying and going out the door and throwing a complete temper tantrum on their way out. But you know what? They're not going anywhere. And they may be out of power, but they're going to go in the background. You know, they're going to keep fighting, because if there's one thing you learn about these Satanists, it's that they don't go play with their money. Like, they have all the billions in the world. Why don't they go buy an island and stay there? Go spend your money on a little island and leave the rest of us alone. You know, and they don't do it. They don't. Look at Hillary, 70 years old, Bill Clinton, 70. George Bush Sr., probably 200 by now. Dick Cheney. All of them. They all stay busy in the background. They're on councils. They're in committees. They're in think tanks. They're using their foundations to fund wars against Christians, especially in Africa. They're always busy, and it's because they have to be. They're not allowed to just sit on their butts and twiddle their thumbs and spend all this money they've earned and made. You know, they're so greedy, they can never have enough. So they have to keep wanting more and more and more and more, and robbing people, and thieving and stealing and lying. It's their service to Satan, and he keeps them busy. That's why you see so many celebrities and people, they just look worn out, burn out. They're tired. Because you have to work your 9-to-5, which most of them don't work 9-to-5. But theoretically, you work your 9-to-5, then you go home for an hour, and then you go get busy. You go to your second job, which is whatever service it is to him that you have. That's how they run it, folks. And they run these people into the ground. Good for that. You know, who cares? But that's how it is with them. So I put out a video, because this whole New World Order regime is being replaced by the last and final empire that will rule over the earth. And they're going to start off with a bang, because the whole basis of this new regime, and it's nothing new. You guys saw it back. It's the same race that I've been talking about that Hitler represented, the Aryan race, the tall whites. And I just tweeted today on my Twitter that the swastika symbol was not a symbol that was anti-Semitic. It had nothing to do with Jews. It never did. The Fourth Reich wasn't sole purpose was to kill Jews. their sole purpose was they wanted to establish a global government with this Aryan race. And the Aryan race is the tall whites. And so that's what the swastika represented. And that was what the whole regime was about. He wanted to bring in these tall whites who have underground bases everywhere, involved with everything. They love Vegas. They love Nellis Air Force Base out in Vegas. They have underground tunnels underneath Vegas, under the malls there. They have Mount Shasta. They're in Hawaii. They're in Brazil. They're in the Amazon. They're everywhere, folks. And we also know that the reptilian base is everywhere. Well, they're dominantly in Shambhala, which is the main city, what they call Crystal, another name is Crystal City, in the Hollow Earth. That's all them. And they run it all with Ashtar Command, the Council of 12, I believe it is, 11 or 12. And that is pretty much the ones I have been talking about over the years with Maitreya and Sananda and Eve and that whole gang of dwarfs, Lucifer and his 12 dwarfs, the Ashtar Council in Command. The tall whites are all connected with them. And so over the years, they've solicited the Japanese through their angel Raphael and Gabriel. They have these, the Japanese have all this stuff with this fake angel Gabriel and Raphael always showing up and talking to them and leading them. I keep trying to tell them that's not the real one. That's not the real angel, you know? But they're hoodwinked into thinking so. And so they get all this technology from the aliens, and all the stuff they've gotten with Sony and Samsung and Toshiba, all that is alien technology they've gotten with the relationship and alliance with the tall whites. And they also have a huge deep space program that is very hush, hush, hush. Nobody even realizes Japanese has a huge space program, but they're much more advanced than the American space program. I would imagine Russia is also in China. We do have, America does have bases on Mars and the Moon. I've been talking about that for years. But what we don't have is the information on what the other nations have. Because I've always screamed that Russia's technology, space technology, was much more superior to ours. And that if there was ever a Third World War, Russia could annihilate the United States without putting one person on our soil. Because I saw it in the Bible codes years ago, they could just use their tech weapons from space and their satellites and just hit key targets all over this country with just their satellites. It would be more of a space war. So everybody wants to know how did Russia and China and Japanese get far superior, more technology than America. Well, America chose the wrong alliance. America aligned with the reptiles. They aligned with the Greys. And now that they stepped up to stop Hitler's race, his Aryan race, from becoming a globalist empire on Earth. And then they took over. The reptilians took over. It was a coup attempt by the reptilians against the Aryan nation, against the tall whites. And so for the last 100 years, this whole faction of tall whites and all their human alliances have been fighting in the background to stand up and put an end to the reptilian New World Order. And so that's what you've been seeing this year with Pizniak and all of these white knight journalists, white knight politicians, white knight military people. You saw it with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks all working together to take down Hillary Clinton, take down the DNC, and pretty much ending the reptile New World Order dominance in America. They were all part of this tall white alliance. Of course, now they go by the names White Knight Alliance. They call themselves White Knights. They call or White Knight Journalists or White Hats. And this alliance is in another alliance with these Chinese elders, And so I've been screaming, you know, watch out for the Chinese. They're taking over America. And that's exactly what's been happening in the background. Either way you look at it, the New World Order is gone. They're just done. And this whole new regime and this whole new empire is going to take form in America under Donald Trump. And you're going to start seeing it arise. And this is the empire from which the empire, the Antichrist, and the false prophet will arise out of. Trump is going to be, you know, he's, depending on who you listen to, or just you're listening, because I don't listen to anybody, I only listen to the Father. But the New Agers, the White Knights, and all of them have different plans for America. The Chinese have different plans for America than the Americans have even begun to grasp. The New Agers, because they all think China's working in the background because they want to help America. Yeah. You know, China just has its own globalist vision for themselves. Everybody has their own visions for globalism. And everybody needs America to get there. And so America's like the prize to conquer and control. Well, things aren't going to go very well this year. People think because scary Obama is out of office, demonic Obama is more like it, that things are going to get better. But they're not, folks. Let me give you a word the Father gave me for 2017. You know, every year I have a word with the Father. We sit and talk, and he tells me what's going to happen in the year ahead. I have this at my Facebook in the notes section for anybody who wants to go to my notes on Facebook. They can read this message I got from the Father. And so we started talking. Shortly after midnight, January 1st, the Father said to me, your calendar is amiss. I laughed and I said, yeah, I know, because it's not really the new year, but it is for the Gregorian calendar people, which America would fall under, because we're slaves. And so I asked him, I said, can you tell me about this year? And the Father said, it's going to be a year of sadness and madness. A year of darkness and depravity, much unrest, chaos, and war against my people. As the old world order goes down, they will continue to war against my own in the background, to count them as sacrifices to Satan, an inquisition to distinguish the light of my people from off the earth. Many are asleep to the evil ones and their wrath against them. It will come with much vengeance this year. I told you it would be a year of darkness because I will remove my light from this earth. And when my light is gone, darkness will conquer and destroy everything. A false light will be held up for a while, but that will fail. You have led my people, child. You have suffered much and held on to the fight against them. You will come home shrouded in my glory. And so I asked the Father, I said, my fight against your people or against Lucifer's? Father said, It's you against the world, child. Everyone fights against you. My people won't accept you as mine, and in doing so, anger and reject me. Lucifer's people know who you are, and most of them are just afraid of you. They've seen and heard what I have done through you and consider you very powerful and one to be feared. They will always come against you, but by out of fear for themselves and for their own groups and secret societies. They feel they are more powerful as a whole, where you single-handedly destroy them, and it terrifies them. You mock and laugh at them, and it gives me much joy to see your confidence in me, child. The war will escalate between them and my warriors, and I will react by bringing them home, bringing all of you home. Many things will be revealed this year. What's been hidden in secret will be exposed. What's in the darkness will be brought to the light. Things will move quickly. They will plan an Easter arrival, as you have said. I lead you in all your ways, child. Look for me. I will be unannounced but by you, child. All others don't hear from me. You will see the sign I have told you about. And I asked him, I said, what days should I look for your sign, Father? Father said, on the days you always do, Sabbath and Mondays. And I asked, which Sabbath, the seventh day or the first day? Father said, my Sabbath, the seventh day. So I was right about those. Yes, I lead you, child. You will prepare the people for their arrival, and then I will take you home. So I leave before they arrive, I asked. Father says, yes. I will bring you home with the others who are with you. The rest will stay for a bit. And then I will bring them home too, but only a fraction of them. Most of them who are waiting for my return will not be taken, but left for refinement. They anger me. They don't seek me. They don't call out to me. You have told them so many times to sit at my feet and come to me, yet they find excuses not to and call themselves my people. They have missed the whole point of my son's redemption of them, so that they could come directly to me through his sacrifice and redemption of them. They stay swirling in their religions and miss the whole point of me. And I said, that's why I tell them to get out of religion and into relationship. And Father said, yes, you have done well for those who have listened. And so these were his words to me describing this year. And folks, when the Father says something, he doesn't go on and on and on in circles. He doesn't speak in first, second, and third person in one paragraph and sentence. It's very clear when he speaks. It's like talking to your own Father on earth. And when he says something, he means what he says. He says what he means and means what he says. And so I could go over his words 100 times. And the one very part that struck out at me this morning as I was reading over this again is that the war is on. The persecution is on. Many are asleep to the evil ones and their wrath against them. It will come with much vengeance this year. We're asleep. No one's paying attention because it's not in your face. You know, they work in the background with vaccines and flu shots, cancers. They target people with light. You know, they have this whole satanic structure is broken down from federal to state to county to local levels. That's how structured it's like a huge octopus over this country, folks. And your local level Satanist will target people for death. And they go into the churches, and I've yelled about this before. They'll go into the churches, and they'll pick out kids and teenagers and people who are good people, and they'll target them for death. And how they do it is car accidents, heart attacks, cancers. It's easy for them to get the kids in car accidents. They can blame it on texting or reckless driving. But if they see a nice, good Christian kid, someone with a lot of light, to them that's a good sacrifice to Satan. And so that's why they target these kids. And that's why they go to the churches and join them as Sunday school teachers and upstanding members of the community, you know. And they write down lists of people they could target who have a lot of light. Because the more light and love you have of the Father in you, the more light you shine, the more light you have in you. And so those with a lot of light are always marked for death. They're always targeted. A lot of times the Lord will protect people. Sometimes he won't. He doesn't always protect everybody from the bad things that could happen to them. That's why as parents, you should pray for protection for your children. Because he doesn't always automatically just grant that. People say, well, why does he allow it? Well, folks, Yeshua died on the cross. He was persecuted. The 12 apostles were all persecuted and murdered. We're not greater than our master. allows us to be persecuted. He allows us to be killed and to die. He may protect us for a while, but we all have fallen states. We all have fallen bodies. You know, I had a heart attack last year. I don't have much of a stomach left from all the poisons I've ingested over the years. I don't have much of a heart left. It only works about 25%. Sometimes I can't even breathe and talk at the same time. You know, he allows things to happen to us. We're not greater than our master. I don't talk all week, and then I get on the show and have to talk to an hour straight, and it about kills me. But that's how they work, folks. They target people with light, and they've been doing it for ages. I was just getting ready, preparing this video on persecution and and how they're doing it and what they do. Because if you look at the presidents, each president has been in a number of wars, starting with Jimmy Carter, El Salvador, Guatemala, Angola, and Afghanistan. Are those all pipelines? No. A lot of it's drugs with Carter. They fight over drugs, oil, and they also stamp out Christian communities where they find them. With Bill Clinton, you had the Balkans, Iraq, Sudan, Rwanda, Bush Sr., Gulf War, Panama, Somalia, Soviet Union, Bush Jr., Iraq and Afghanistan. And with Obama, you had Libya, Syria, Yemen, Afghanistan, and Ukraine. With Libya, it is totally, with Obama, it's just about totally 100% all Christian persecution based. He created ISIS with Hillary to go against the Christians, to war against the Christians. George Soros has stood up armies in Africa, paid mercenaries, Muslim radicals, to go through and clear out nations of Christians in Africa and replace them with radical Muslims. So now you've got most of Northern America now that is Muslim, and they have killed and chased the Christians out. In Southern Africa, they know it as white genocide. Nobody talks about white genocide. Oh, no, it's because they're white people or because they're Christians. Look at Aleppo in Syria. It's a Christian city. Obama's not going to be happy until it's on nothing but rubble, which is basically what it is now, is rubble. It's a Christian city. And look at Kosovo. I noticed this one isn't listed. Old Yugoslavia. Because we were on the wrong end of that one. That was one of the first ones where I was like, what are we doing? Because whatever the media was saying, it was a total lie. Because what they ended up doing was siding with the Catholic Church and destroying all the Christians that were in Yugoslavia. That's basically what Vietnam was about, too. Helping the Catholic Church gain footholds and killing off the civilians and the Christians of the population. Because Africa always had a strong presence of the Ethiopians, and Queen Sheba's offspring was Solomon. Africa has always been a divided nation of Queen Sheba's offspring, and then there were Ham's descendants that were there, and then others that broke off of Ham's descendants, also even Lucifer's descendants, and so it's just a mixture. Africa is a mixture. It's all about the Christians, snuffing out the light. It's candle snuffing time. I mentioned this in my book, Interview with the Devil. And he talks about the time of in chip enforcement, 666, the beast chip. And I don't know how many Arnold Murray droids I've run across on the internet now. They seem to be everywhere. But this preacher on TV, my husband likes him. He drives me up a wall. I can't stand to listen to him. I can't even stand to hear his voice. soon as my husband leaves the room, I turn the TV off. And I'm not even in there. But he talks on and on in his droning voice. And he's convincing people, and I don't even think he's still alive. I think he died a couple years ago. But they keep playing his shows over and over and over again. And he's convincing people that the Mark of the Beast is not the chip. And so you run into his droids online who claim the Mark of the Beast is not the chip. Oh, what's very much the chip? Heard it from the horse's mouth himself. It's also just another term in the Hebrew language. Mark is just another term for chip. And we already know their plans for hand chip implanting because they're already doing it. And also the tattoos on the forehead or the back of the neck, the tattoos. The barcodes, because they can put chips in those. You can put tiny, tiny chips in those. And they're making it more commercial friendly, where they're showing people paying for purchases with just swiping their cell phone over scanners. Wait till they put it in the hand and people can just swipe with their hand. This is what's coming. And if we fight enough and loud enough this year against their plans of chip implanting, they'll put it off. Their real target year is not until 2018. That is their target year. But if they can start implementing this stuff and enforcing it earlier, they're going to. And so you know what? We need to fight. Fight back. Speak up, yell, scream, refuse, rebel. Be the resistance, folks. You can buy yourself another year at least. Their plans are to arrive this year. Their target date is September, but like I've said, if they can take Easter, they're going to come on Easter. They like Easter too. Easter, September, Christmas. Always their target dates, folks. And so we've been going through the years of cycles of just waiting and waiting. And when holiday comes and goes, they're not here. We go to the next one. That's just how it is. And it's always the same time, so at least we know. We don't always know the exact date Passover is going to fall on or Easter is going to fall on, but we know the general time. If they can arrive at Easter, it gives them the next several months to start getting set up, because what they want to do is set up their global program, and that has been taking place through NACERA, also called GESERA, now Global Economic Security, blah, blah, blah. I have NACERASucks.com. Go to my website and read up about it. Also GESERA. And that is the economic platform of the Antichrist. That will be their economic program. That will usher in their one world government under their economics. Whoever controls the money controls the world. So by getting rid of the dollar, they're going to tank the dollar and get rid of it, because their idea was to have all of the world's currencies playing at the same level. And so you can already see the madness of that. It's not going to happen. It's going to be a complete fail. And that's what the Father says. A false light will be propped up for a while, but it will fail. You cannot implement a false kingdom of God, Disneyland, on earth with humans. In flesh bodies with corrupt natures. It doesn't work. And it's not going to work. But they have all these people hoodwinked into thinking money's not going to be an issue anymore. We're all going to have whatever we need. It's going to be like Disneyland. Tell you. People won't have to have jobs anymore. You just put in your hours of service. They're trying to mimic heaven. They're trying to mimic it. It's not going to work. You have a nation like America with a huge gross domestic product, and their money is worth the same as people in third world countries who do nothing, sit on their butts and wait for the government to take care of them. And that pretty much describes about 90% of Muslim nations, welfare nations. They don't do anything, a bunch of hybrid nations, hybrid people, just beat up women, rape kids. I mean, these men are animals. It's sadistic, it's satanic, they're animals. Today's most of them aren't even children of Adams. We're not the same people. The Chinese are not sons of Adam. The Japanese are not sons of Adam. They're all sons of Lucifer's. They have Lucifer's seed mixed with Adam's seed on Earth. And tell me that we're all going to come to the table and get along and eat bread and break bread together and get along and live in harmony and peace. Not going to happen. And a lot of them aren't even the problem. You know what the problem is? We were fine. Everybody got along fine. The Jews and Arabs have been getting along together fine, coexisting for hundreds of years until the Catholic Church got involved and the United Nations got involved and decided to make them hate each other and turn on each other and replace the true Arabs with clones and watered-down DNA monsters, which is pretty much what they are now. Satanists that have designed all the wars and conflicts we have today, and they've taken over America. It's pretty bad. I posted this article on my Facebook today. When Russia prepares for war against satanic USA to protect its Christians from the Satanists in the USA, that's pretty bad. America, who always touted themselves as being a Christian nation, run by the worst of the worst of Satanists, and now the Russians are worried about protecting their Christians from the Satanists of America. Can't blame them. But you know what? Look at Kirill. They always show this, that the high priest of the Russian Orthodox Church over there, Kirill, it looks like he's got one of those what do they call it? The same hat the Pope has, that fish. Pagan fish hat thing. And he's also got a picture of Sananda on his hat. Sananda, really? Fake Jesus of the Ashtar Command, Galactic Federation. You guys aligned with them too, the Tall White Alliance, Tall Whites? So you always get the forefront, and then you get the background. And that's why there's always wars, because whatever they tell you they're worrying over is always a lie. There's always reasons behind it that people don't know about. So Trump's supposed to come in now and say and signals the end of the old world order, but they're going to stay in the background and increase their wars against Christians through ISIS. Funded by our tax dollars. We're funding our own tax dollars. We're giving them money to build up armies to go attack our brethren in the Middle East and Africa and other countries. Isn't that grand? Isn't that grand, folks? And for this, people wanted to vote Hillary as president. No, I'm not many. 10%. 10% of the libtards. Their goal is to annihilate Christianity. And they do it through the gay agenda, the gay mafia that runs Hollywood. Gay mafia runs everything. It's running Hollywood, it's running the finance, it's running DC. Because it's taken over the secret societies, it's taken over the Illuminati. Look at all the rappers, they're all gay. Look at all the rock stars, they all had to have gay sex to get a record deal. And then they hide it by covering themselves with tattoos. Well, now what's even worse is you have to be a tranny to get a job in Hollywood. See, I started having these kids born back in the 80s, and now they're growing up to of age, and they're trannies. So they're assimilating in society, and no one had even figured it out. They were just, that's what they were doing. Now you can look at women twice, especially women in women's sports, because most of them are she-males. A lot of them coming in, the new ones, are definitely she-males. And while I pick on the she-males, there's also people who are claiming that a lot of NBA players are women. Now that one, I have a hard one. I have more of a hard time digesting that. It's always harder for me to see the females to males. That's the worst. You'd have to pump up a lot of testosterone to get to 6'7", 6'8", and all that muscle mass. Because no matter how many hormones you pump up, you can't build muscle where there ain't muscle. And women just don't. Women, how many pairs are we short? Six pairs of muscles shorter than the men's. So there's six pairs of muscles we don't have compared that men do. Not a fair fight, folks. The whole point is to confuse gender because it's total rebellion against God. You see, gay wasn't bad enough. Gay was bad in the 70s and 80s. Gay was shocking in the 70s and 80s. They knew coming up it would no longer be gay. It would be shocking. You know, because right now, if someone says they're gay, you just sit, you know? But you're not shocked. It's not. There's no shock value. So now they want the shock value. They want the transgenders to turn everybody into transgenders. So then they could sit and laugh at us in 2017 going, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that was a guy. Oh my gosh, I didn't even know that was a girl. And that's pretty much where we all are now. We're just like, what the heck is going on? And they have these actual tranny breeding farms now where people have babies for trannies. Because like people like Princess Kate, they can't get pregnant because they're not real women. So a surrogate has the baby for them. And so they wear these baby bumps, this fake stuff for 9 months, acting like they're pregnant. And then they come out of the hospital, and they're dressed up in their little fancy $1,000 dresses, wearing their high heels 2 days after giving birth. Yeah, right. What planet did she give birth on? Who could get in a pair of heels? I mean, I've had four kids. Pregnant five times. I had four kids. I lost one. And I'll tell you what, it just knocks you out. You're just out. Your body's knocked to the South Pole and back. I think it took me years just to get my balance back. These people coming out of hospitals in designer dresses and high heels, giving me a break. That's because they never had the babies. They're given to them. They have all kinds of three-party DNA stuff they can do for test tube babies. They'll put her DNA in it and his DNA and whatever kind of DNA, and they have somebody give birth to it, basically what it is. And Princess Harry on his way to marrying a tranny. And in the tradition now, because everybody's trannies. Everybody's marrying trannies. Michelle Obama was a tranny. George Bush Jr.'s wife was a tranny. George Bush Sr.'s wife was a tranny. The only one I haven't heard was a tranny was Carter's wife. I haven't heard anything about her. No one ever talks about her. Ever notice that? People will talk about Nancy Reagan because she was a witch. Very high-ranking, ugly witch. And then the other witch, Barbara, who was born a Bob. Barbara Bush. And she, I think she's the highest-ranking MOD, Mother of Darkness, right now. I could be wrong, because I don't really know everything about that whole group, just that I'm fighting against them all the time. they're always trying to kill me. I think I've pretty much had a couple months of peace since I knocked them out back in April. A huge group in Miami. I'll burn their crap down. I don't care. They've left me alone. They're learning to leave me alone. That's what the father was saying. They fear you. They have to get together in groups to come against you, because I can just sit here and burn down the whole house they're in. Just ask Father to burn it down. It's down. Send angels over. Boom. Gone. Yeah, just ask Miami. They can form little chant circles, and I'll just ask Father to put an inner circle of wall of flame all the way around it. I sit here and laugh. I come up with this stuff and laugh. And I know he's doing it, so I'm asking him to, because I can see it. It's funny. It's funny. But they're all witches and trannies on top of it. Princess Kate was born a boy, so was her sister Pippin. And that's not the original Harry and William. They were replaced. The world is messed up. And I'm so sick of this reptile agenda. Because it's what they do for fun. It's just what they... It's Lilith. It's what she does for fun. It's all fun to her. And so now this whole regime, hopefully the gay mafia will be over with. But I doubt it. Because you know what? The regime coming in are all very effeminate. They're all gay. In the Bible code, you'll see the descriptions of them. They'll say, I'm chubby. Okay, we get that. I'm chubby. At least I'm not effeminate. And that's what it says about Sananda. Effeminate. Effeminate. And Maitreya, he's a hitter. He's a striker. He's a puncher. He's a slapper. He's always beating up on people. He's got such a hateful, hateful temper. And he's the Muslim imam that's coming. This is why the Muslims are so sane, right? That's why they're all into love and forgiveness and compassion. Because they've yet to have a leader that exemplified any of that. All their leaders are animals. And Sananda, he's ugh, girly girl. And so that's basically what we're getting now out of our men, girly girls. Girly girls. Because all the fallen angels coming are girly girls. Sick. It's sick. But you know what? There's 90% of the people in this nation that are not gay, that are not transsexuals, that have nothing to do with this blasphemous community. And we ought to be standing up against them instead of putting up with their crap. Throw political correctness back to hell where it belongs. And take our country back from these liberal retards. If you don't start doing stuff now, uniting as groups against vaccinations, flu shots, chip implanting, and chemtrails, you won't have a life to defend in a year from now. You won't have a nation. We won't have control. Because if we don't do something by September of this year, they're going to completely run us over with their chip implanting program. And then people will be running for the hills, because the only way you're going to be able to survive is to get off the grid and get away from the cities, because you won't be able to buy or sell anything without being chip implanted. And you know that as soon as you get the chip implant, you've lost your soul forever. It's damned forever. I've got videos on the chip implant. There's tons of them online. I was looking at a really good one last night from Tribulation Saints. I posted it on my Facebook, talking about the 666 chip, how they've singled out the VMAT2 gene, which is the God gene in people. But just with the vaccine now, they can put viruses in vaccines, and these chips that they put in vaccines, and they can target the God particle in people, the part of them that makes them want to hear about God and love God. They can eliminate that. These little nanobots go in your body, and attack these genes in your DNA that are favorable to loving the Father, or makes you want to love Him, hear about Him. I turn everybody into these transhumanist robots. They're going to do it from the inside out with all these nanobots. And coming out with healing machines. Seriously, people, they put nanobots in you. They replicate over and over and over again. There's no stopping them. They cannot control nanobots. They have a 5-minute control. Okay, go in and attack these cancer cells. Boom, the person's cured of cancer. Yay, I'm cured of cancer. And then boom, the nanobots keep replicating over and over again. They start attacking everything else. Turn you into a freaking zombie. It can't control the nanobots. Yeah, they can cure cancer. Yeah, they can reverse aging. But for how long before that just kills you? Don't put anything in your bodies, folks. Flu shots, vaccines. Don't do it. I can't even get away with anything anymore. When I ask the Father, He wants me to take, someone's suggesting take this, take that, because I have high blood pressure. I don't have much of a stomach left. I can barely breathe half the time. People send me boxes and boxes of the stuff in the mail. Maybe I take a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. Oh, look here, some cayenne red pepper. He'll send me these articles to read about natural cures. It does not want me touching anything over the counter. No pills. Just natural, organic spices, fruits, vegetables. Vinegar. I do take aspirins to keep my blood thin because I can't afford blood thinners, which are very, very expensive. So you take the aspirins that eat your stomach. You kill one thing while you fix another. That's what's wrong with our medicine today. I don't plan on being around forever. I'm completely shocked I'm here for 2017. Completely shocked. No one's shocked more than me. I'm here for 2017. I think all the bases I took out last year, when they attack me, I don't just sit here and take it. I go back. I get back. I get retaliation. Me and the queen were going at it for a while, and then she just up and quit. I heard she's dead. I don't know if she's dead, and they just haven't announced it yet. They're saying she's on house arrest. I don't know. There's rumors going around she's dead. She was coming after me for a while because she runs that fifth level of the FBI. What do they call themselves? That fifth level, fifth something. She runs that. That was hers. And they were always coming up against me. And, don't tick me off because I went to her direct because I knew they worked for her. And so she got the brunt of my anger, not them. And so that's what pissed her off. And I've got more stuff I can do, I've got a whole list of targets. So whenever they want to come after me with something and try to kill me, I get retaliation on one of these targets. I take out a base with earthquakes and these factions will be going at it. And they'll be like, oh, the White Hats took that base out. No, Sherry Shriner took that base out, jerks. Get it straight. I just laugh. Tell Father. We never get credit for anything. Hmm. to be putting videos up. But like the Father said, prepare them for their arrival. And then I will take you home. Well, how much preparing do these people need? How many videos do I need to put up? I just want to go home. I don't. You know, I've been doing this for 16 years, warning people about this agenda. So how much? Oh, I put a link, SherryShriner.com, of all of my New Age, all of my articles and videos that I've in particular just relating to this new regime, this eighth regime that's coming up, this New Age alien agenda. 75 links are on this page alone, and I have more to add. 75. Just in regards to this whole New Age agenda that's coming. 75 links, folks. It's a lot. You can go through a lot of its articles that I've written or short videos that I've made. I didn't even post the radio shows I've done over the years. Man, I think it would be up to 200 links. You could go back to my shows in 2005 when I started warning and talking about the fifth dimension and Maitreya and Sananda and all them. I started that back in 2005. So that's not even my archives, radio shows. Countdown to Passover, folks. Oh, I know all the churches will be celebrating little Ishtar eggs, thinking they're making Father happy. You know what? Just a truth bomb to people out there. Rabbits don't lay eggs. So what is the deal with rabbits and eggs on Easter? Is it a fertility goddess? Say, oh, we're worshiping Jesus' resurrection. What do Ishtar's, Lilith's fertility cult have to do with his resurrection? Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves. But hey, just in case you want some truth, Passover is usually around the same time the feast we're supposed to be celebrating. And I'll be announcing the Passover dates probably sometime in February, because Passover can float with March and April. But the Jewish calendar always floats according against ours, because we have set dates on everything, but the Jewish calendar does not. It floats. So, next couple weeks could be interesting. I don't suspect much is going to happen until after the inauguration. They're not going to start implementing this eighth regime on Earth until Trump is set in office and Obama is clearly out the door, because he's fighting tooth and nail about this regime taking over and him having to whimper out of America and go into his Hawaii enclave. I'll probably see one of his clones on the inauguration. Some of you warriors out there in Hawaii, and you know where Obama's little Disneyland is out there, let me know, and we'll get some more going out to you so you can go get it for us. You know, I'm pretty sure we have more going there. It never hurts to have too much. Oregon War is still alive, still in operation, folks. Still need your help in our resistance against Lucifer and his strongholds on Earth. You can go to SherryShriner.com, click on the donation page, click on the GoFundMe link, and help support this ministry and fight, folks. Till next week, everybody. God bless.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky?
In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.